long as he ends up with a roster in which they already have some really key and important pieces already in place, he'll be fine. He'll be pretty fine. It is now 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time here in Metro Boston. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It is time for station identification. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free firm radio. Now with the station identification and the PSAs completed, we are now officially in hour number two, which means it is also time to take a music break. When we return, hour number two of the discussion is going to continue. Coming up next, man, you want to talk about a day to remember or a day to forget? Depending on the following team that I'm about to talk about in the next segment, it actually just might fall into one or the latter. I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. Coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free firm radio.
Sense.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, hour number two of the program right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to tune in and listen to the program on this Monday night, January 10, 2022. First program of 2022. After a delay of a week, I am back. It's been a great first hour of the program so far. Here in hour number two, we have a lot more to get into. And as always, you can call into the program 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to get a hold of me, reach me, talk to me. What are your thoughts about the Patriots? Thoughts on what happened in Miami earlier today and so forth. Any thoughts about the Celtics and so forth. I may not be able to have a whole segment about the Celtics today, but we can talk some Celtics as if you're open to it, if you're in the mood to talk Celtics and so forth. But yesterday was an unforgettable day across the NFL. I mean, it was a day to remember or a day to forget, depending on this one team that I am about to mention and talk about briefly. Because I had the opportunity to watch a lot of the games yesterday, including the Sunday night game. And the one thing that I looked at and I couldn't help but to think to myself was this team in particular. I could not believe that after everything it had endured, they finally broke through in a big way. And that is the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders, I looked at that team yesterday and I said to myself, man, they finally were able to come through and to be able to win a big game, prime time, where the entire country is watching. I mean, man, it's really just amazing to think, considering where this team was in October, here we are in January, and the Las Vegas Raiders have a meaningful game to play. They have a wild card game to play on Saturday afternoon. I mean, let's rewind the tape to October, shall we? This was a very trying and turbulent month for the Las Vegas Raiders franchise, in which John Gruden, their former head coach, resigned after reports detailed of his use of racist, homophobic, and misogynistic terms in emails dating back to 2010. I mean, just that whole thing was absolutely a major bump in the road. And if anything, this could have very well derailed your season. And no one would have batted an eye. And then also, don't forget about the situation with Henry Ruggs III, who was charged with the DUI resulting in death. And then he was also subsequently released at midseason. That was all back in October. And it's amazing how yesterday, because of a botched move by a head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, they were able to punch their ticket into the postseason. Seriously, it was like that timeout that was called to basically complete a defensive substitution was all the brand new fresh air and lease on life that the Las Vegas Raiders needed. That's all they needed. And they got it. And they took advantage. But this also speaks to a team that was 6-7 back on December 12th when they had lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 48-9. And it is amazing to think that at that point, I wouldn't have blamed them if they said, huh, what else? What do we have to play for? What exactly are we playing for? What exactly is there to to battle for. Like, we're not going to make the playoffs. We're not good enough. We're just kind of mailed it in, but you got to give this team a lot of credit. Derek Carr said, no, we're going to figure this out. We're going to weather the storm, and we're going to fight for the postseason. And they did. They continued to tell skeptics that they weren't going to fall apart, because I was one of them. I was one of those skeptics. I said, listen, the Raiders, give me a reason why I should believe that this Raiders team will not fall apart late in the year, because this is what they've done the last few years. They get off to strong starts, but come November and December, they fall apart faster than you can say sloppy pizza on a cold day. And that's just been their MO. But the truth is, when you look at this Raiders team and why yesterday was such an unforgettable day for them, is because of what they've gone through and what they had to endure in order to get to this point. But you know what? Good for them. Good for them. Because now they're going to Cincinnati. They're playing a Cincinnati Bengals team that is absolutely lethal right now. And let's be honest, the Cincinnati Bengals, despite having a 30-year curse of not having won a playoff game, I expect the Bengals to completely tear apart the Las Vegas Raiders on Saturday. I am. I flat out am. So for me, it's not even really much of a conversation as to what team is the better team. The Bengals, hello, duh. I mean, Just go look at the Bengals pass-catching trio. I mean, gosh, Ja'Marr Chase, let's start and end our conversation there. He just might be the best receiver in football right now. End of discussion. He honestly just might be. And then, oh, by the way, that's no slight against Joe Mixon. That's no slight against Tyler Boyd. That's no slight against T. Higgins. And that's no slight against their tight end, C.J. Uzomah. All of those pass catchers and wide receivers in that tight end, C.J. Uzomah, they're pretty damn good. Which is why I look at this matchup between the Raiders and the Bengals, and I'm like, ooh, talk about a mismatch? Yeah, there it is. All you need is for Joe Burrow is to not turn into a puddle, is to not get hurt. And this Bengals team should win pretty handily. Now, on the flip side, for this one team, why I say yesterday was absolutely a day to forget. This is going to be interesting. And you would think that, well, of course it's going to say the Patriots. Actually, no. It's actually not the Patriots. I'm actually going to say it's the Steelers. I know this is going to sound so crazy. Wait, why would you think that the Steelers have a day to forget yesterday? Actually, I'm going to tell you why. Because all yesterday did was just extend what we all know is going to be the absolute inevitable. And that is Ben Roethlisberger is going to be given a basket of fruit and a retirement gift in Kansas City and wait for the entire world to sit in their seats and watch a soon-to-be retired damn near 40-year-old man get wheeled off into the sunset. Thank you for showing up. You're done. And goodbye. Good riddance. So to me, like, them making the playoffs, is it an accomplishment? I'm not really so sure or convinced it really is, as much as is, oh, well, Ben Roethlisberger, he's retiring. Well, I know Steelers fans who are absolutely happy about the fact that he's retiring, that this is it for him. But can we be honest? The Steelers have no business being here. They have no business being here whatsoever. You can thank the Chargers for that. And then, oh, by the way, let's not overlook the fact that their outside linebacker, T.J. Watt, is absolutely a freaking beast. The dude is nasty. And oh, by the way, no big deal. He just tied the league record for the most sacks in a season with 22 and a half. He tied that legendary record with Michael Strahan, in which that was set back in 2001. And then let's not forget about Najee Harris, 1,200 rushing yards and 74 receptions. Nice, solid rookie campaign for a rookie receiver or running back, excuse me. Like, of course, the big Ben Roethlisberger story. He's going to call it a career after the season. Oh, this inspiration for this team. That's winning for Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, the guy can barely get the ball down farther than maybe 15 yards at a time. So you're going to ask him and this franchise to go through the pains and the embarrassments of getting their absolute lunch handed to them, Kansas City barbecue pulled pork style. Have at it. Have at it. Have fun. This was the worst thing that the Steelers could have done, which was win yesterday in Baltimore. They were better off saving themselves the embarrassment of getting humiliated in Kansas City, because let's face it, Kansas City is out for blood. They are going to be out for blood. And if you're going to tell me right now that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to go into Kansas City and upset the Chiefs, you're out of your mind. And in the words of Stephen A. Smith, lay off the weed. That is what you can do. Lay off the weed if you honestly think that the Steelers are going to go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs on Sunday night. You're crazy. It isn't happening. So this whole, let's play for Ben Roethlisberger because he's riding off to the sunset. Yeehaw! Okay, let me know when that Titanic finally sinks in Kansas City. Oh, by the way, there's no oceans nearby. So let me know when that Steeler train runs over a landmine. Let me know when it happens. And who are the casualties? Oh, that's right. It's their quarterback who you can officially now ride off into the sunset. It's been nice knowing you. Goodbye. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Gosh, I know I sound like a complete prick, but let's just call it for what it is. The Steelers winning yesterday and finding themselves playing in the postseason with a quarterback who is about to collect AARP benefits is the worst thing that can happen for this team. It really is. There's no other nicer way to put it. I know those that are on Twitter right now are about to rip me to shreds, but what the heck? I don't care. I do not care. Your feelings do not matter to me right now, especially when it comes to the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. Like, good riddance. It's been nice knowing you for 18 years. Goodbye. You should have retired 3 years ago, as a matter of fact, if we're going to be completely honest. If you got any thoughts based upon what I just said, call me 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk hockey, because there were some games that were played over the weekend, and there's a game that's being played tonight by the Boston Bruins. We're going to talk some hockey and take a break from all this football talk. So, call in after the music break and give me your thoughts on the Boston Bruins. We're going to talk Bruins. That's coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building big castles way on high. Just the two of us. You and I.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Let's get it together.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. On the airwaves for another 29 minutes or so. So if you want to call in, you can call in now at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. And we're going to take a break from talking some football. I'm going to talk some hockey as it pertains to the Boston Bruins. They had themselves quite the weekend, as a matter of fact. They had a pretty big win over the weekend over the Tampa Bay Lightning. An impressive win indeed it was. And one of the things that I found to be the most impressive was that they were playing a Tampa Bay Lightning team that was fully at strength, and a rebound from a tough loss against the Minnesota Wild, in which they lost 3-2. And I thought that in itself was really encouraging to watch. So this is a team that right now they are in the midst of a busy stretch, in which that this is going to be the first game of a busy stretch in which that they're going to be playing 4 games in 6 days. Basically, they got tonight against the Capitals in about 28 minutes down in Washington against the Caps. They're back home against the Montreal Canadiens on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I'll be at the game, actually, myself, God willing. And then Thursday, they also have another home game against the Philadelphia Flyers. That game is going to be nationally televised on ESPN. Also, the game on Wednesday night is also going to be televised nationally on TNT. So that's going to be huge. And then Saturday, they're also at home. They have a 1 o'clock game against the Nashville Predators. So when I was looking at the schedule yesterday, a friend of mine had reminded me that, hey, they actually have a 7-game homestand that starts on Wednesday night. And it's like, wow. So, yeah, they have a pretty big cluster of home games coming up, 7 games. 7 games, and this is their opportunity to make up the games that they didn't play early on and to take advantage of some really important points that are to be had in the standings in this playoff race. And you got opponents like the Flyers that are coming in, and you got to take full advantage. you got to take full advantage, especially given where you are like currently at this moment in time. And I think that that in itself is imperative. Let's take a look at the games and the opponents that they have coming up, all at home, by the way. They are at home against Montreal. That's on Wednesday. Then they got the Flyers Thursday night. They got the Nashville Predators this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then next week, Tuesday, they're home against Carolina. They're home next Thursday night against Washington. And then Saturday, January 22nd, they're home against Winnipeg. And then on the 24th, that's a Monday night, 2 weeks from tonight, they're home against the Anaheim Ducks. So they have a seven-game homestand beginning Wednesday night. And this is a prime opportunity for this team to take full advantage of the points that could be had on home ice. But as far as a team is concerned, I definitely think that there's a couple of things that does stand out to me in terms of the way that this team has been trending. And that is the improvement of the secondary scoring on this team. It's been a topic of discussion plenty of times on this program and even locally in this market that it has been an issue. But in recent games, the Bruins have seemingly figured it all out. Whereas they're getting contributions offensively, not only the top line, which, oh, by the way, the top line has now been broken up because Pastrnak is now playing on the second line along with Eric Haller at center and Taylor Hall on the left wing side. So that's been something very encouraging to see. And oh, by the way, Pastrnak scored 2 goals on Saturday night in the Bruins win over the Tampa Bay Lightning, in which they won 5-2. Pastrnak scored 2 goals. Marchand on the top line with Bergeron, he scored 2 goals. And then you can't talk about Saturday's game without talking about Oscar Steen. Because Oscar Steen has been absolutely what the Bruins need in terms of being able to play the center position and also being able to play on the wing side as well and contribute offensively as well. Did you see that nasty assist that he had on the Anton Blee goal in Saturday's game? Oh, that was nasty. And for those that did not understand the jargon I just used, nasty meaning that it was wicked good. It was really good. You have to go watch the video clip of that one. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. But there is that aspect in which that I look at the Boston Bruins and I say, this is exactly what the Bruins need, which is great. Now, on the other hand, there is the big elephant in the room that everyone in Boston is now talking about in regards to the Boston Bruins, the return of Tuukka Rask. He's back. He was supposed to play in a couple of games this past weekend down in Providence, but it didn't happen because those games were canceled by the AHL due to COVID issues and so forth. So at this point, it's pretty much in the book that Tuukka is going to have to, you know, get himself into game shape by playing with the big club in the Boston Bruins, not down in Providence. But that remains to be seen as to how it all comes about and how it all, you know, comes together in terms of Tuukka and incorporating him into games for the Boston Bruins. But what also is an elephant in the room, and this was talked about on Saturday, and I was listening to the radio on Saturday on a hockey show program, and they were talking about this, in which Tuukka Rask's return means that he is now going to be forming a three-headed monster in terms of the goaltending for the Boston Bruins. The other two are Jeremy Swayman and Linus Ullmark. So you're going to have Tuukka, Linus Ullmark, Jeremy Swayman. And if you are a Bruins fan, this is a good thing. Here's why. Because with the games that you have coming up, and then, let's be honest, this team is going to be playing on a boatload of games practically almost every other night from here on out especially as we head into the home stretch of the regular season, this is something that the Bruins are going to be able to benefit from tremendously in terms of keeping Rask fresh, keeping Swayman fresh, and as well as Jeremy Swayman as well. Because I'm looking ahead to March's schedule, because we don't know what February's schedule is going to look like if the NHL is going to fill in those empty days on the schedule for the Bruins to be able to make up those games, given that the NHL is not going to the Olympics. That is next month. So that remains to be seen. But March's schedule is one in which that the Bruins, by and large part, they are playing. They have one set of back-to-backs, but they're practically playing almost every other night. The first week of March, every other night. The second week of March, they got home games against the Kings on the 7th, March 7th. And then 3 days later on the 10th, they're home against the Chicago Blackhawks. And then Saturday night, March 12th, they're home against the Arizona Coyotes. But by and large part, they are going to be entering a very busy stretch of games needing to be played. And that's why I think Tuukka Rask coming back now could actually end up being a blessing in disguise. You need to keep your goaltenders healthy and fresh, especially as the playoffs approach. And I know that the playoffs are not until April. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But if you want to think big picture, goaltending could potentially be a position of strength for this team. Is it the worst thing in the world for those three to be up on this roster and no one gets sent down to Providence? I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. But if there had to be the odd man out, it would probably be Jeremy Swayman. It probably would be him. But I don't think there's a goaltender or goaltending controversy brewing. But we have to keep those guys fresh one way or the other. And I really believe that it starts now practically. We don't know when Tuukka Rask exactly is coming back in terms of which game he's going to be coming back for or whatnot. But I'm willing to bet, if I was a betting man, that he's going to come back at some point during the 7-game homestand that starts Wednesday night against Montreal. As to how it all comes together, how it all comes forth, that remains to be seen. And I'm excited to see how it all comes together in terms of the Bruins, how they decide that they are going to put this goaltending plan together and what Don Sweeney does to address the needs of the Boston Bruins moving forward. But as far as the team currently right now, they have a big test against Washington in about 18 minutes. They pass their test on Saturday night, against the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I want to see what they do tonight. Because now they are going to find themselves in an interesting position right now in which that I think that the Bruins, if they can win tonight, we may need to have a different conversation as to what your thoughts on the team could possibly be. Caller We have Colin in Charlestown. Colin, what's going on? Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO. What's up, man? Colin. Colin. You're on the air. Colin in Charlestown, what's going on, man? Colin in Charlestown, what's going on? All right, try calling me back again. Try to bring him on the phone line to have a conversation, but I guess some phone line issue. But call back. Call back 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program as we continue this conversation on the Boston Bruins. And last thing I wanted to say before we go to music break, and that is one of the things that I am most curious to see tonight is goaltending. What's the goaltending matchup going to be? Because it looks like right now, from based on what I am seeing, what I am reading, it looks like that it is going to be Ullmark in net, it looks like. Let me double check that and make sure that I'm getting this correctly, because let's see. Yeah. It looks like it's gonna be Ullmark. That's gonna be in net for the Bruins, but that remains to be seen. But either way, one of the things that another thing I want to be keeping an eye out for in regards to the Bruins going into this game. And that is the secondary scoring. Can they continue to keep up this pace that we've seen in the previous four or five games? Let's try this again. Let's go to Colin in Charlestown. You're on the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO. What's going on, Colin?
Hey, sure. Big fan of the show, first off. I just wanted to see where you think your mind's at with the Bruins if Foligno's gone for an extended period of time.
I mean, it's a big loss, but I think this is going to be a test in terms of the depth for the team right now, in terms of where they are. And given that the Bruins are in a position in which they're finally beginning to figure things out in terms of secondary scoring, I don't think it's such a big loss potentially if he's gone for an extended period of time. But I do think that if you're the Bruins, this is exactly where you need to take a closer look at guys like Oscar Steen and Tom Bleed. And you got a pretty good look at them in Saturday night's game against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the early results have been good so far. I mean, they have another stiff test tonight against the Washington Capitals, but that remains to be seen as to how do they handle a very physical yet potent Capitals team that can score it well. And obviously, we all know about Alexander Ovechkin and the scoring tour that he's been on this season so far. But the Bruins, they should be fine without Foligno for right now, but this gives them an opportunity to look at the younger guys.
I appreciate you taking me tonight, Shu.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you so much, man. And lastly, before I wrap up my point, before I go to music break, before we go to final thoughts, is we all know about Tom Wilson and his history. I think Bruins fans have a pretty good idea as to the type of player that he is and what he may be up to in tonight's game. That's something to definitely keep an eye out for sure. But either way, this is going to be a really good game to watch. And with that being said, we're going to go to a music break. And coming up next, right here on the Shukri Wright Show, final word and final thoughts. First edition of 2022, you're listening to the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch free from radio, streaming nationwide on a TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone, still feel afraid. I stumble through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. The little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth, you throw your head back and you spin in the wind. Let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. So you might give yourself away, yeah, and pay full price for each mistake. But when the candy coating hides the razor blade, you can cut yourself loose and use that rage. I wish someone would have told me that this darkness comes and goes. People will pretend, but maybe, girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly, but I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your blows up.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We got about 5 minutes left in the program. It is time for Final Thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's hard to believe that we're already 10 days into the new year. It really is. It's just like, what? Are you kidding me, man? The time is flying by like so fast, it's not even fair. Huh, trust me, I get it. But here we are, January 10th. We got a lot on the docket tonight in terms of the world of sports. Bruins, Capitals in 5 minutes. Puck drop in D.C. And then also the Boston Celtics at home against the Indiana Pacers, a 7:30 tip-off at the Garden tonight. It's going to be a pretty good game to watch, despite the fact that the Celtics have found ways to piss me off a lot this season, but I still love them. Also, can't forget, tonight's the national championship game, college football playoff. Georgia, Alabama, who you got? As much as I want to say Georgia, but Alabama, I mean, we're talking about Nick Saban, the greatest college football coach of all time, bar none. He has so much experience in this, in these type of games, that it's pretty much unfair in regards to like the rest of the competition out there, in which that they're just like, well, what do we do? I mean, listen, with respect to Kirby Smart in Georgia, I mean, I know that he basically got his lunch handed to them in the SEC title game, but let's be honest. You and I know that this game is just about a mismatch. But if Georgia's going to win this game, they're really going to have to play like they were the best defensive team in the nation, like they were during the regular season. They're going to have to improve it again tonight on the big stage. So that's going to be really interesting to see what happens in terms of the national title game. I can't wait to watch the game. The game is at 8 o'clock. ESPN and ESPN Radio, and then, of course, the MegaCast. They do every year for the national title game. So I can't wait to watch all of that. So, with all of that being said, also there's a full night of hockey to watch as well. Man, I feel like I'm going to be doing a lot of channel searching and channel surfing between games and so forth. But it's going to be a great night of sports locally. Bruins Celtics. Bruins starting off at 7. Celtics 7:30, national title game for college football to end the 2021 season at 8 o'clock, and then hockey as well. So there's going to be a lot of things to watch and keep an eye out for tonight. So I can't wait. But in 2022, we have seen a lot of heartbreaking news already break. Betty White passing away literally just around New Year's Eve, and then the big news within the last 24 hours, the passing of the legendary comedian and actor Bob Saget. Many of you remember him from Full House. A lot of you watched the reboot of the show Fuller House, Entourage. He passed away very unexpectedly yesterday at the age of 65. Not gonna lie, his passing definitely hit me hard. And I just want to send my condolences and my thoughts and my love to everyone who knew him personally, had a chance to interact with him, to his family, his wife, his daughters, who are really going through it right now. So I just want to send my love to all of you out there and so forth. My condolences to the Saget family. My condolences to all of those who have known him and knew him. And he is going to be missed so much. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of The Shukri Wright Show. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Signing off, I'll be back here with you next Monday night. Same time, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I may be back later in the week for a special fill-in show. Follow me on Twitter at Shukri Wright, at S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. For updates regarding possibly doing a fill-in show later this week. That's a very real possibility, so stay tuned for that. This is Shukri Wright signing off. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Have a good night, everybody. I'll talk to you then. Peace.